Why? Why did Dennis have to die? The question screamed in Jean Gollung's mind. This 14-year-old boy had all of life ahead of him. So many hopes, so many dreams. But now, in the church's summer camp, of all places, Dennis had drowned in the swimming pool. So much effort and prayer had gone into making this the best camp possible, yet tragedy struck. I could not stop struggling with God's method of bringing about his purposes, Jean recalled. Yet during the interment, it was Dennis's mom who encouraged friends and family to take comfort in God's sovereignty and loving kindness. I finally accepted and learned to trust God no matter what, said Jean, and ultimately let God be God. As the weeks went by, Jean thought a great deal about the summer camp that had been cut short. As camp staff, we took pride in coming up with a great camp to teach our young people some valuable lessons in life. Instead, God came up with his own plan to teach all of us through the life of his precious child, Dennis. The incident made an impact on all of our lives far greater than a 4-day camp would have. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Dennis was no doubt that kernel of wheat. Although his life on earth was cut short, the effectiveness of his life was multiplied in the lives of students and staff alike. Most of us think of the long life as the most successful life, but God may have other plans for his eternal purposes.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.